This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some NFL, that's National Football League, burning questions. So what we're going to do, Darius, is Darius going to play a little bit of music, and then Darius is going to ask us the questions, and we're going to answer them.
Let's do it.
And that's how the whole radio segment's going to go.
Bam.
So, Darius, I turn the floor over to you, NFL burning questions, and wait, go.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Bonnie.
Yes, that trophy was heavy.
Huge. Yeah,
that was serious.
For sure.
Let's start with question number one. What is your most interesting division in the NFL? There's eight divisions.
Which one
do you think is the most interesting of the eight divisions?
Give me the AFC West. It is the most intriguing. There are three teams that are very good. And then the Raiders play there too.
Yeah.
Kansas City, the juggernaut, the Chargers, 11-6 last year, and no one paid attention. An 11-6 team led by me, John Harbaugh,
yeah,
or Jim Harbaugh, whichever Harbaugh it is. I guess it's Jim. Like, the guy just goes everywhere, rubs everyone the wrong way, but wins a lot on the way. And now here's this Denver team on the rise. They are the most intriguing division to me. A juggernaut is coming out of there, and nobody really seems to pay attention. That's my most interesting division.
You all may think I'm being biased, but I'm going to go with the NFC East, and here's why. I think, well, first and foremost, they haven't had a repeat division winner since like 04, so we know that it's going to be anybody but Philly. I think Washington, obviously, is that up-and-coming team on the rise. We have high expectations for them. But the two teams that everyone looks at as like the bottom feeders, talking about Dallas and New York, I am very bullish on the 2025 Dallas Cowboys if they have Dak Prescott healthy. I love the addition of George Pickens going opposite CeeDee Lamb. And they took two of my favorite guys in the draft, talking about Donovan Azaraku out of Boston College and then Siobhan Revel out of ECU. I think they're going to be better than people give them credit for, as long as Dak Prescott is healthy. Like, that's... it's a talented football team.
I hate them so much and hope they lose every game forever, and everyone that roots for them with a chin strap beard and a flat brim cap who's not from there repents and apologizes for all the years of being a giant front-running Bama. But I like their offseason.
Yeah. They've been strong.
They got better, yeah, and I'm annoyed about that. I like my Dallas more dysfunctional. Darius, question the second.
What? Who gets more wins this year? Would it be former Jets, now Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, or former Steelers, now Jets quarterback Justin Fields?
Oh, that's a tricky one. Now, Ben Stroberg gives me crap all the time about my affinity that I have for Aaron Rodgers. I think that we as media members have allowed our feelings about Aaron Rodgers, the person, to influence how we analyze Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback. I think Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback last year, statistically, wasn't that bad. When you think about why the Jets struggled, I don't think he is at the top of the list. I like him in Pittsburgh. I think the Steelers, there are only really three teams I'm putting ahead of them: Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo. And the rest, to me, is open season for the Steelers. So, yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers wins more games, and I think they have a strong year.
I think it's Aaron Rodgers, too. And this is not a pro Aaron Rodgers thing as much as the Jets.
Yeah.
are the Jets going to?
Yeah.
The Jets, right? I mean, we could just – it's the Jets.
Yeah.
It's still – let me just – it's still the Jets.
It is the Jets.
Right? Like, the Jets will be playing football – when it's their turn to right? No, we can just agree there, right? Thank you. Darius, question the third.
Which head coach has the hottest seat to start 2025? Mike McDaniel, Mike Tomlin, Zach Taylor, Brian Daboll, or Shane Steichen?
That, so this all depends on how you feel about
list.
A hot seat, yeah. Right? So I think the first coach that gets fired is Brian Daboll.
Hmm.
So, but does that mean his seat is the hottest? If that's by definition the first guy to get fired is Daboll, then I guess that would be the answer. But to me, the hottest seat refers to, dude, come on.
Yeah.
At some point, get this thing right. Right? So it might be McDaniel. I don't think Tomlin. I don't think he's going. I think he's Steelers basically do coach for life until you get bored, want to go work for CBS.
Yeah.
But so I suppose it's Daboll, but that feels like a cop-out because I just think it's the last lever for Joe Shane to pull.
Yeah, it's tough because if I was the Mara family, I would have blew this group out anyway. I wouldn't have allowed them to select a quarterback. I just think they're doing it all wrong up in New York. Dable's the easy answer, I guess. If he can show that Jackson Dart has any signs of life, then maybe he keeps his job. But I look at Mike McDaniel, man. Like, the Dolphins have been – they haven't won a playoff game since he's gotten there.
Mm-hmm.
Tua Tagovailoa has been off injured. Chris Greer's on the hot seat as well. He gave Tua that massive quarterback contract, and I understand you kind of either have one or you don't, but with his injury track record, there's
no
way.
Do you have one? Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way in hell I would have been comfortable paying him that money. They're exiling pieces off on defense. I think he gets fired in season.
We sleep on Zach Taylor because the Bengals.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Bengals love starting 0-2.
Is that ownership group really going to pay someone to sit on their tookish though?
Well, who knows? But they're also going to pretend they're like, oh, the reason it's not our dysfunction, it's a Zach Taylor issue. That's probably why.
Uh-huh.
But they love starting 0-2.
Yeah.
It's their favorite thing to do on this earth is to start 0-2, look lost, and then come out and whoop somebody's butt later on. Unless they play Washington.
Unless it's Washington Monday night.
And they had to watch Daniels. Just stuff. Put it on them. Oh, it was so glorious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Darius, question four.
Let's stick with the head coach theme. Which first-year head coach is most likely to have the most success in 2025? You got Ben Johnson with the Bears. You got Mike Vrabel with the Patriots. Liam Cohen with the Jaguars. Kellen Moore with the Saints. Pete Carroll out in Las Vegas. And then Brian Schottenheimer with the Cowboys.
So Nate Davis kind of teased me yesterday for this. Mike Vrabel and the Patriots, I think they have a shot to compete in their division. Mike Vrabel does, it's kind of like the Dan Quinn syndrome here in D.C. He is going to go to New England and get the absolute best out of everyone. And Drake May's pretty good. Pairing him up with Josh McDaniels, I think, is a match made in heaven. That defense is going to be interesting. They added Harold Landry to that pass rush. Their draft was really, really good. When you think about Will Campbell, Travion Henderson, the Commanders got a joint practice with them, so we'll get to see them up close in person. But, like, they're one of my sleeper teams in the AFC for sure.
So I kind of go by elimination here.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Carroll's in the wrong division.
Yeah.
Seriously, I think they'll be better. They'll be better with Pete Carroll than you were before. You're in the wrong division. You're looking up at three teams, I think. Same is true with Kellen Moore and the Saints. I think Kellen Moore, who I like as an offensive mind, went to a terrible place. Not a terrible city. New Orleans is lovely. Go to Brennan's. It's wonderful. But the team is in salary cap hell. They're under-talented. They're not very good. They're kind of stuck. I don't buy Ben Johnson with the Bears. Again, three teams with 11-plus wins in that division.
Yeah.
I think they'll be better. The offense will be good. I think they might have a 4,000-yard passer for the first time ever.
Yeah,
but
that's tough.
Again, I don't see that as a successful stop there. So by elimination, it's to me between Liam Cohen in Jacksonville, where that division is tissue paper soft.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have?
How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Division stinks on ice. Somebody every year has to win it.
Yeah.
And they are desperate to let other teams win it. Everybody just loses all the time and nobody runs away with
it. It's not a good division.
So I think Jacksonville, I think Liam Cohen has a sneaky shot to do something with Sunshine Ronnie Bass. And Mike Vrabel, who is one of my favorite coaches in the NFL.
Yeah.
It's between those two guys. Again, I don't think either are division winners, but give me Vrabel because he's my favorite. But since you said him, I'll say Liam Cohen is my other possibility. Darius, question five.
Let's localize things and talk about Commanders. Uh-oh. From 1 to 10. How big is the gap between the Eagles and Washington?
So if 10 is the gap between, say, I don't know, pick your worst team, Cleveland and Kansas City, right? That's the biggest gap possible. The Titans, team picking first and the team picking last in Philadelphia. That's a 10. One is you're basically the same. I think it's a 4.
It's a good number.
I think it's a 4.
Yeah.
They're better. They're not the place where we're better is Superman number 5.
Yeah.
The place where they're better is everywhere else. Every position group there, their guy. Every spot, I'd pretty much take their guy. Right? Their number one wideout, I take their guy. Their number one left tackle, their guy. Right tackle, their guy. Most of the offensive line, their guy. Their defensive group, their corners, their safeties, their linebackers, their pass rush, their guy, their guy, their guy, their guy. Their running back, their guy. That is the best roster in the NFL, even with some of the turnover of this offseason. So to me, this is, they've got a better roster. They've got a track record. They've won a ton. They know what the hell they're about up there. Howie Roseman's a damn genius. But we got one equalizer. And that is a superhero that wears number 5. Yeah. How much is that worth? I think it's worth another win against them this year.
So I go back to last year. I think the gap between Philly and Washington last year was like a 7 for me. I think it was pretty clear that roster on paper was just markedly better than we were, but obviously you mentioned Jaden being the equalizer allowed us to split one with him, plus the Hurts injury. After Washington was able to revamp this O-line the way that they have this offseason, I put it, copping out answer here, I put it at now a 4 as well, Danny. I think the big issue that still exists, the big question mark is like, did you do enough to be able to stop Saquon? That's my number one question. I feel better about matching up with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith now that you got Trey Amos in the fold and hopefully a healthy Marshawn Lattimore. But think about what the issue was last year in the NFC Championship game when this offense was struggling. Jalen Carter was whipping people. They were getting pressure off the edge with Josh Sweat. Having Connerly Jr. at tackle, having Tunsil at tackle, and then kicking Coleman inside the guard, and I can't wait for the first matchup between Brandon Coleman and Jalen Carter. I think you set yourself up to neutralize their biggest strength defensively, and now it's kind of like which offense is going to play mistake-free.
Let's keep it local. Over under 9 sacks for outside linebacker Frankie Louvu.
9? Under. I'm going to go under. Now, I think Washington's pass rush next year is going to be interesting. I think we kind of touched on this yesterday when we were talking about Dietrich Wise. I think they're going to have a bunch of dudes in between 6 to 8 sacks or 5 to 8 sacks. I think it's going to be kind of pass rush by committee where no guy jumps out in particular. Will they have a double-digit sack getter? Maybe not, because I can see Payne ended up with 7, 8 sacks. I can see Dorrance Armstrong ended up with 6, 7 sacks. Louvu, 6, 7, same thing. So I think it's a committee approach.
He had 8 last year as a part-time pass rusher. Louvu did.
He had eight last year, man.
You don't think he gets 1.5 more than that? Now is pretty much, and unless I'm wrong, and this is not the plan, and we're doing the same thing. To me, when it's a passing down, he's rushing the passer. That's why I think that number goes up. I think it's a 9.5 sack season. Not because he's going to transform or take some kind of leap. He's just going to get more bites of the apple, more cracks at it.
Which he should, by the way.
Which I think he will. I think that's their kind of solution, where they go, okay, we couldn't go get a Myles Garrett, we couldn't get Trey Hendrickson, or didn't want to go pony up for one of these aging pass-rushing veterans who may not have as much gas in the tank anymore. where are we going to get the pass rush from? I think their internal answer is Luvu with maybe more Jordan McGee, maybe more.
That's the key right there.
Big safety slash linebacker hybrid packages to kind of deal with some stuff. But I think to me, he rushes the passer more, and that gives him a chance at more sacks. Pretty revolutionary thing.
Yeah, it's a good formula.
Right?
What's one thing across the NFL that we are not talking enough about right now?
I've already touched on this. We're not talking about the Chargers at all. Like, there is no conversation about Jim Harbaugh turning a moribund franchise that could get out of its own way.
Yeah.
They charge all over the place. You know what it means to charger? You lose a bunch of games. You have some sort of weird gaffe. They went 11-6 in a pretty damn tough division last year with castoffs. They got rid of the Keenan Allens of the world. They got rid of all the guys that we were there that were part of the furniture, the Eckler, Allen, offensive wide open window group, went with J.K. Dobbins and Gus. What is goony goo goo, Gus? What is goony goo goo? You have no file. That's Eddie Murphy. You stink, you stink, you stink, and you stink. Anyway, the point is they mauled people. Huge improvements on defense. Solid offense. Justin Herbert is still a star, in my opinion, that has never gotten enough credit because he's toiling away as the second team in L.A. We're not talking about the Chargers. I don't know what their prognosis is. I don't know if they're like an AFC title team. They're going to lose to the Chiefs because the Chiefs will be in the AFC title game again. I don't know that they're good enough to challenge the Ravens or the Bills or some of the royalty. I just feel like no one cared that they went from 5-12, got rid of everybody that we knew was good, took on a bunch of castoffs, and I'm even blanking on the dude's name. Small, little guy, Ladd McConkey, had a million yards as a receiver, and no one gives a crap. Nobody seems to care about the fact that they went from 5-12 to 11-6 with Ladd McConkey and Goony Goo Goo Gus and J.K. Dobbins at running back. It's unbelievable to me, and everyone's like, This is my impression of all of you. Back to you, Leno.
It's stellar coaching job from Harbaugh, so I give you that. There's a team in the NFC that I think no one is talking about as well. The Tampa Bay Bucs quietly have had really good offseason. Drafted Emeka Egbuka. You're able to get Chris Godwin under contract. I think losing Liam Cohen is kind of the thing that is going to be the determining factor here.
I don't know about them.
That's the only thing is can Baker, you know, build off of last year's success, which was like the best year of his career. And then on defense, I just love what they have. Hassan Reddick was a complete jackass his last two stops. I think under Todd Bowles in Tampa, he gets his act together and he helps that pass rush out that has Kalijah Kancey and Logan Hall and Yaya Diaby. I love that group a lot. Their key, what do they get out of their second-round pick, Benjamin Morrison? That's what I'm interested in. He's a corner from Notre Dame that had first-round grade during the season, had some injury woes, and he kind of slipped. I think they have – it always feels like what's his face? Todd Bowles is, like, on the hot seat, it always feels like, for whatever reason. But they have, like, quietly won that division, like, four or five years in a row.
It's 5 years in a row now, right?
So, like, they own this division. I expect them to continue to own it.
Yeah, I'm done saying that this is the year Atlanta figures it out.
No.
I just will not be saying that. It might be the year, by the way. And because I've stopped doing it, this might be the year it actually happens. Yeah. I'm not. By the way, I like Penix. I like the Falcons. I like Raheem Morris an awful lot. I love Bijan Robinson, for goodness sake.
Love Bijan.
Yeah. I just don't know that they have the fastball to get all the outs. Tampa does. People are sleeping on Tampa. I'm with you, actually.
Yes.
In fact, one guy I was reading, his sneaky hot take was that the Bucs were going to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
This year.
When you think about what they have to stop Philadelphia, they got the big, beefy defensive front that can neutralize Saquon Barkley. That's the reason I think they can spar with Philly.
Yeah, so it's health dependent, but they've got so many good pieces. Like, I love Buck Irving. I don't know what the offense looks like without Liam Cohen.
Yeah, that's...
And if you can, because it was Canales first, saving Baker Mayfield, then Liam Cohen kind of helped usher that along. I mean, he turned it over a bunch, but he's Baker doing Baker.
Exactly.
But anyway, that's a sneaky good team. And I'm trying to remember who beat them in the playoffs last year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.